AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Democrats continue to dicker over President Biden's estimated $1.75 trillion program for social services and climate change. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says she is trying to get West Virginia holdout Joe Manchin to support paid family leave.
It'll be part of the entire reconciliation Build Back Better package. And if he likes it, then it will be in it. And I'm working very hard to work with him on the things that he does support.
Biden could yet visit a Capitol Hill before traveling abroad tomorrow. House Democrats are set to meet in the morning. Internal Facebook documents show the country was lit on fire after controversial comments and posts last year by former President Donald Trump.
In May of last year, Donald Trump posted on Twitter and Facebook about the thugs in Minneapolis and said, "When the looting starts, the shooting starts."
We can't allow a situation like happened in Minneapolis to descend further into lawless anarchy and chaos.
Facebook's own analysis shows immediately hate speech and violence reports skyrocketed on the site. Facebook took no action. CEO Mark Zuckerberg claimed last year the post didn't break company rules, but the platform's automated controls were almost 90% certain it violated company policies against inciting violence. Twitter covered the Trump tweet with a warning. The former president has been suspended from both Twitter and Facebook. I'm Ed Donahue.
The State Department has issued its first passport with an X-gender designation, a milestone in the recognition of the rights of people who do not identify as male or female, and expects to be able to offer the option more broadly next year. Dana Zim, an intersex activist from Fort Collins, Colorado, tells the Associated Press they received it. Since 2015, Zim, who prefers a gender-neutral pronoun, has been in a legal battle with the State Department to obtain a passport that did not require lying about gender by picking either male or female. This is AP News. Starbucks is raising wages, taking other steps to improve working conditions at its coffee shops. Here's Jackie Quinn.
The pay scale is perking up for baristas and other Starbucks workers. The coffee company says everyone will make at least $15 an hour by next summer, some up to $23 an hour. Those who've been with the company 2 years or more will also get a pay raise, and bonuses are being offered if they get their friends to sign up for jobs. Starbucks says it's also looking for ways to streamline prep areas to make the work easier and considering more flexible schedules. These changes come as some workers in Buffalo, New York are trying to unionize, which is something Starbucks opposes. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The global chip shortage cut into third quarter profits for both Ford and GM. Ford's net income dropping 23%. GM dropped 40% from the third quarter last year. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.